This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, that community is you. You, as exceptional Americans, can stop the totalitarians. And, you know, we are involved in a war. People don't understand that. A war of ideologies, a war of a culture, a war of economies. And you know what? We are the United States of America, the strongest nation on the planet. We have God-given rights for all Americans. And yes, we are at war with those who want to destroy the United States of America. You know, it's an interesting thing, those that want to destroy the United States of America. Usually for greed, that's really what it comes down to. But, you know, totalitarianism knows no borders. It knows all languages. It knows all economies, but it does not know borders. Totalitarianism as a mindset is really, especially now, the most recent variety in history that we've seen is a rather, what I call, pernicious variety of totalitarianism, never sort of seen before. In terms of how people act and so on in the totalitarian mindset, it's an amalgam, it's an accumulation of such philosophies as communism and national socialism and things like religionism, Islamism, that sort of thing. It's an amalgam, and as a result, it's really sort of started to try and breed here in the United States, but we are rejecting it, and we are using our Constitution to do just that. I always have said that the most important document ever written by man is the Bible, period, end of subject. That's my opinion. The second most important has been the Constitution of the United States of America. Now, and then the Magna Carta down underneath, you know, that sort of thing. In terms of ranking, this is how I rank it. a strong document, the Constitution, that has been pervasive and successful in this country, one of the most brilliant documents ever devised by man. And by the way, it was a result of negotiations between founding fathers, amongst founding fathers, back in the day that formed the Constitution and gave us our inalienable God-given rights. The government does not give us rights. All the rights we enjoy, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of press, freedom of religion, are all given to us by God. The right to bear arms, by God, not government. And we can go on the list of those rights that we have by God. The founding fathers knew full well what they were empowering all citizens with. It was a notion of empowerment. Say, hey, listen, citizenry of this great country of ours. We want you and all future citizens to be empowered with the power and strength of God. That's what the founding fathers had in mind. And it works. So those, I mean, you can see how easily the totalitarians can attack the document, can attack the philosophy of the founding fathers, how easily it can be attacked, especially in a country that is not godlike. When you get away from God as a country, we are attacked at the constitutional level, and guess what? Our constitutional rights go away. Because the totalitarians can do it if we are not vigilant. And how do we remain vigilant? By being loyal to God. That strengthens our Constitution. That strengthens our position. And the strength and power of God was just recently seen about a year ago, a little over a year ago, with Lavoie Finicum and the incident up in the Malheur. Now, we just recently reposted an article that we wrote a year ago this March, and it's drawn quite a bit of controversy. It's the article, really, that talks to you, I think, in pretty good terms. I wrote it, and many other people contributed, about Lavoie Finicum and the death of Lavoie Finicum and what was going on there. That really, the whole Malheur, the takeover up there, the protest of the Hammonds going off to jail and so on, was not about the protest of the BLM, as it's turned out, and about land use rights and about them stealing all of our land and Hillary Rodham Clinton, Uranium One, and all the different drama that went on and the Bundys taking over the Malheur as an extension of the protest over the Hammonds. It wasn't about that at all. It hasn't been about that. The history tells us that God brought that together for us to understand. God worked his hand there. There's no question about it. A lot of people don't necessarily see it that way or understand how God works, but this is the way God works. And everybody says, well, it ended in the result of Lavoie Finicum. Yes, it did. And Lavoie will always be remembered, and history will prove that Lavoie Finicum, a staunch originalist constitutionalist, what was he doing up there? What was the message of the Malheur? What was the message of everything going on in Harney County that month in January of 2016? The message was the Constitution, the power and the strength of the Constitution. And, you know, it's very interesting that when you take a look now in hindsight at the assassination by the federal government, by the totalitarians of Obama, Valerie Jarrett, David Axelrod, sitting in Washington, D.C., controlling what James Comey was doing with his FBI units, and also John Brennan, strong, strong implications of the CIA involvement in Harney County, bringing in death squads to actually kill and assassinate. We were reporting that at the time when the takeover was taking place, that certain units were coming in from the CIA as assets to come in as assassination squads. And we've been right, because the assassination squad did strike out in late January on the 26th and kill Lavoie Finicum as an assassination squad. But what was going on there? Why was the assassination squad called in? What was the government trying to do? Well, the government was upset. The government in Oregon, the two state senators to the United States Senate were upset. Liberals all were upset not about the takeover of the Malheur, not about the fact that they're interrupting Hillary Clinton's little thing here with Uranium One and, of course, all that other stuff. No, they weren't upset about that. They were upset because Lavoie Finicum was going out, and I guess if you want to put it into Christendom terms, witnessing to the multitudes. And not about the Bible, but about our God-given rights through the Constitution. That's what he was doing. He and the Bundys were going around and talking about the Constitution and the rights that the people have over the government. He was reaffirming, reasserting the rights that the people have, not the government. He was taking away those rights from the government and empowering people through his word and the words of others about the Constitution. That drove them nuts, and so it caused the two state senators to go to James Comey, the FBI director, and say, we've got to stop the spread of this virus. It was spreading all throughout Oregon. Chris Ann Hall was there. She spread the virus for 2 days. Packed houses. People were getting it. You see, Lavoie Finicum was his murder by our government, by our FBI, by the Oregon State Troopers. Wasn't about that he was trying to take over another building in another part of Oregon. No. It was about he was spreading the virus. He was spreading our God-given rights. And the government didn't like it. So they martyred him. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
FBI. You know, I'm not going to leave the Comey thing behind. I know Chris Street has a little bit different interpretation than I do of what's going on with James Comey. I just go by James Comey's track record to show you that he's a pretty corrupt individual, in my opinion. So I can hammer on him. Now, the other thing that's sort of new that we're hearing about more and more and more, what James Comey is up to, is, and this may play into his notion of not answering questions in the hearing with Trey Gowdy yesterday and being very evasive. You know, here you have one of the best prosecutors, obviously, in the nation, Trey Gowdy. I mean, just wouldn't you dread having to go to appear before Trey Gowdy or be prosecuted by him? You know, but his logic process, his laying out the fact pattern and so on, is just absolutely brilliant by him. And he's, in my opinion, he was showing James Comey to be the fool that he is. Now, Chris Streak would call him the consummate professional, well, at covering up, maybe. and so what are, or what possibly could be, other investigations that Comey was alluding to in his conversations yesterday in front of the House? That's just one of the things. Now, one of the things that concerns me is our radio show. We are not a liberal hack show. No. Well, the argument could be made, Paul, that your radio show is a ultra, ultra right-wing conservative radio show. No. Now, I've been told that I'm further right than Attila the Hun. Now, I don't know if that means anything and translates out on the radio that way. I just don't know. Genghis Khan. No, I don't like Attila the Hun. You know, kind of suits me. That's a little play on John Kerryism there, but it begs the question though, in light of what Comey is talking about with various other numerous investigations out there, I just don't trust the guy. How can I? I mean, I just don't trust him. And that might not be the story right now, but it is the story right here for Agenda 21 Radio. And the reason is article that we have here by Peter Stone and Greg Gordon is an interesting one up on Agenda 21 Radio, and it is from McClatchy, Washington Bureau. And they picked up on what I picked up on yesterday, and that's why I have it up on Agenda 21 Radio so you can see it, but I'm going to read from this article. And this is why it concerns me about what else is the FBI up to. Now, I view Comey, and because he was Obama's FBI director, strong loyalties to, and past proven loyalties to, the Clintons. So I view him obviously with a jaundiced eye. Now, what I've got here is this article. It says, FBI's Russian influence probe, okay, includes a look at far right-wing news sites. Well, that'd be me. That'd be us. I'm sure. Yeah. Well, no, they don't say it's us. They don't. But the article is kind of interesting. It starts out, it says, federal investigators are examining whether far-right news sites played any role in last year's Russian cyber operation that dramatically widened the reach of news stories. Some fictional. That's how they started. That favored Donald Trump's presidential bid, two people familiar with the inquiry says. Now, I wonder if that's Napolitano. Is that Judge Napolitano about the secret sources? It says operatives for Russia appear to have strategically timed the computer commands known as bots to blitz social media with links to pro-Trump stories at times when the billionaire businessman was on the defensive in his race against Democratic President candidate Hillary Clinton. Russian President Vladimir Putin is accused by the FBI of ordering a campaign intended to influence the U.S. election, according to Mikhail Kimiltev of AP. The bot's end products are largely millions of Twitter and Facebook posts carrying links to stories on conservative internet sites such as Breitbart and InfoWars. Okay, are you kind of getting the drift here? They changed everything around. And we got into the bots, and they influenced the media. So therefore, Hillary lost because the media was influenced. Oh, brother. It's like, I mean, really? I mean, this sort of thing hasn't been going on in other varieties over the years with the mainstream media. Hello? Every single election that I can remember of, in my lifetime, except for maybe the early ones like Kennedy and Johnson, I mean, vividly remember, have been influenced on the grand scale by the mainstream media. Hello. So now they're saying that with the collusion of the Russian government, the Trump people worked hand in hand with bots to influence people to go to those websites and read for themselves what conservative talkers were thinking. Really? Here's the deal. Now, I'm conflating, I'm putting together various tools for communication for you to understand. One is the computers, the other one's the television and radio and other print media and so on. I mean, you have varieties of media. It's how you manipulate the media, whether it's computers on the internet or, you know, how you get the message. Television, radio, the arts, cultural, blah, blah, blah. It goes on. Movies, news, mainstream news. Okay, the point is it's influencing. This is what their claim is. And I'm shocked to see gambling going on here. Why are you closing me down? Why are you closing me down? I'm shocked to see gambling going on here. Sir, your winnings. This is the point. Media is media. It's just changing. And now you say the Russians are here. Guess what? The Russians have been here for years, and so have the Chinese. And this goes to Chris Street's point in the last hour. Where was McClatchy when they were talking about how President Barack Hussein Obama working hand in hand with Valerie Jarrett, with Hillary Clinton, was overturning, uprooting governments all throughout the Middle East? Look at the mess we're in now there. Where were these people talking about, oh, we're interfering with the governments there and we're overthrowing these governments? Why didn't they not speak out at the time we spoke out in January 2009? About President Barack Hussein Obama going to the home of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt to make his very first international speech to bash the United States of America and also to ensure that the Muslim Brotherhood was present at that meeting, an outlawed organization, and many of their people had been thrown in jail but were taken out of jail to be put in that meeting because Mubarak wanted the president to be there. So Obama makes this speech, which is totally undermining the Egyptian government, and just a short time later, guess who steps in? A guy by the name of Morsi, who at the time when Obama was there making the speech was the president of, guess who? The Nazi-led organization known as the Muslim Brotherhood. And I say Nazi-founded, organized, led organization known as the Muslim Brotherhood, 1928, thank you. Where were we complaining about making those shifts in those governments back then? Hello? Can we dial 911 and ask for the FBI? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. But we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, speaking of conservative news sites, which is kind of interesting, is Glenn Beck and Tommy Lahren. You've probably heard of Tommy Lahren. This is something interesting to report because of, you know, I like Tommy Lahren, the blonde-haired little girl. She's like, see a little girl. She's like 24, 25. Very young, very conservative, very opinionated. Well, apparently, she has been suspended from Glenn Beck, which I question why she went with Glenn Beck and the Blaze to begin with. That's just my opinion. When I found out she was with the Blaze TV, I said, is that going to be a good fit? Really, I said that. And mostly looking out for her career, given what's going on with Beck and Beck TV. And so there's like a lot of controversy, a lot of things happening there. So we get this article, Fox News Entertainment, Tommy Lahren suspended from The Blaze following pro-choice comments, report says. Says here, Tommy Lahren has reportedly been suspended from The Blaze following pro-choice comments she made on Friday's episode of The View. Multiple media reports claim Lahren has been suspended at least a week, says the star seemed to confirm the news on Monday evening on Twitter. She retweeted an article about her suspension that was posted along with the comment, "The left banned speech. We shouldn't." I like her. I really, really like Tommy Lahren. Let me read that again. She retweeted an article about her suspension that was posted along with the comment, quote, "The left banned speech. We shouldn't," meaning the conservatives shouldn't. She also posted several other messages hinting at the suspension. Let's get some of this going on here from...
Now, for the meltdowns of the week, with me to discuss them is Tommy Lahren, host of Tommy on the Blaze. Let's start with this filmmaker who did a documentary on Michael Brown, the black teenager who was shot by a cop and sparked the hands up, don't shoot movement. Cue the meltdown.
You're saying all of that doesn't matter. Their investigation is absolutely not true.
When the facts of this case come out in my film, Stranger Fruit, the real facts of this case, the facts of this case that Bob McCullough doesn't want us talking about, like the fact that Michael Brown was shot in the head and a bullet came out of his eye. Do you know how that would happen? When your head is down and there's a bullet in the ground. In their report, there's a bullet in the ground by Michael Brown's head. Now, how would a bullet go through here, out of his eye,
There were three different forensic investigations that were done that showed that he was shot in the front.
They failed him.
Everyone in the country was told this narrative that he was shot in the back.
You know how many black men are in jail right now?
Oh my God, Tommy. First of all, that was ridiculous, and Martha handled that beautifully, I thought. What was this guy on TV for to begin with? What's he selling?
Well, he had a documentary that actually debuted at South by Southwest, and in the documentary, he's trying to say that because Michael Brown, apparently the night before, from a surveillance video that hadn't been released, that he was in that store the night before at 1 a.m., and he was trying to sell drugs or make a drug exchange, so somehow the next day, before his encounter with Darren Wilson, because he tried to sell drugs the night before, maybe he's just a drug dealer, not a robber. I mean, that was the whole point of this documentary, saying, no, he might be a drug dealer as well, and maybe not a robber, but maybe so, and then the store owners are still denying it. So really, it's just a clear case of instability on that guy's part.
Very unstable guy right there. And then to say that he was shot in the head, I think Martha said this guy's three forensic teams looked at it, shot in the body. I mean, I don't know what this guy's deal is. Next up, we have Snoop Dogg.
Oh boy.
So, I don't know what he is. It Snoop Lion, Snoop Doggy Dog? I don't know.
It's a dog again now.
Is it dog now? He went back to dog?
And he
has a music video and basically looks like he's assassinating a President Trump here. Mm-hmm. Is this it right here? Okay, so this is it right here. Boom. Wow. That's pretty nasty right there. I think his cousin or his son or something like that came out and said this on Twitter. Hey, yo, Donald Trump, shut your punk ass up talking this about my Uncle Snoop Dogg before we pimp your wife and make her work for us. So Snoop's out there shooting the president, and then his nephew's out there saying he wants to pimp out the first lady. What's going on in the Snoop Dogg family, do you think?
Well, can you imagine if that were President Obama that was being, whether it's supposed to be artistic or what have you, can you imagine if that was a President Obama clown?
Yeah.
I mean, there would be an uproar, and I think President Trump actually said that.
He did.
Again, I'm wondering where all the celebrities are. Where's Ashton Kutcher? I mean, didn't he testify before Congress about, you know, sex trafficking and human trafficking?
Yeah.
But now other members of the Hollywood elite think that it's okay to make jokes about sex slavery with the First Lady.
I mean, the things that have been said about this family, from Barron Trump to Melania to Ivanka and then the brothers, I mean, it is just unbelievably vicious, the amount of animosity and hatred directed their way. Now, Whoopi Goldberg, your friend, you were just on The View, weren't you?
She was gone yesterday.
Oh.
She wasn't there.
She probably boycotted because you knew she was coming on.
Okay, now, this is the salient point behind the suspension of Lahren.
She might have actually moved because she was going to move if President Trump was elected. So she may have just been leaving the country.
Do you think she's on her way to Canada?
I don't know. I mean, that's just hearsay coming from my mouth and no one else's. But she wasn't there yesterday.
That could be fake news. And she was upset about a little bit of fake news. Someone wrote something about maybe what she was saying about the woman who President Trump brought to the State of the Union, and she freaked out. Let's look at this.
Something came out on a website, a fake news website, about me. And it endangered my family's life, and it endangered my life. He accused me of saying that the woman that was celebrated by the current president whose husband died was doing it for the attention. If I hadn't been made aware of this, I could have found out about this at the end of a barrel of a gun. Sir, the fact that you don't give a crap that it endangered me is unconscionable. And I'm going to get my lawyer and I'm coming for you.
So Whoopi's upset about a no-name blogger for endangering her life. Then you have Snoop Dogg a day ago pulling a trigger against President Obama. She hasn't said anything about that, I don't think.
No, it's okay, but they only care. Liberals tend to only care when it's being directed towards them, and then everything changes. Right. I mean, life is completely in reverse when they're suddenly the target of fake news. She's very upset about it. I mean, rightly so, but I would just like to see some of that outrage maybe directed at...
Okay, so this is Tommy Lahren. Those of you who have never heard her before, and I know that I get this question a lot of times when her name comes up. You just got a little bit of that. That was from Waters World. Now, she came on Friday on The View when Whoopi Goldberg was not there. And her comment was that she actually, are you ready for this? She believes in a woman's right for abortion. So for that, she gets suspended from the Blaze. Now, my understanding, and again, this comes from conversations in the radio world, there's a lot of people very envious of Miss Lahren at the Blaze. Go figure. A little workplace envy going on. And so what happens? Well, some of her cohorts start writing some things about her, and one thing leads to another, and she gets suspended. This is her quote. I am someone that's for limited government, so I can't sit here and be a hypocrite and say that I'm for limited government, but I think the government should decide what women do with their bodies, she said. I can sit here and say that. As a Republican, I can say, you know what, I'm for limited government, so stay out of my guns, and so you can stay out of my body as well. Now, she was suspended for that. When we come back, we're going to explain that. Is she supporting abortion? Or freedom of speech? Or freedom of your bodies? Stay with us.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
You know, it's interesting. We're right now going through the confirmation hearings on Neil Gorsuch for Supreme Court Justice, an associate justice position. And we got Tommy Lahren, who appears on The View and gets suspended by Glenn Beck for her comments and views relative to abortion. Now, I want to read the article again. I want to read the statement that she made while she was on the Friday's episode of The View, where she told the audience she was, quote, pro-choice. This is coming from Fox News. It says, "I'm someone that's for limited government." That's how she starts it. "So I can't sit here and be a hypocrite and say I'm for limited government, but I think the government should decide what women do with their bodies." So in other words, "I'm for limited government, but I think the government should decide what women do with their bodies?" Now, I don't think the government should decide that. Me personally, Paul Preston, I can sit here and say that as a Republican, and I can say, you know what? I'm for limited government, so stay out of my guns, and you can say stay out of my body as well. Okay. Does that mean she supports abortion? Or does she support the fact she doesn't think government should tell her what to do with her body, abort or not abort? You know what I'm saying? Does anybody in the conservative spectrum want the government to tell you what to do with your body? Obamacare, anybody? Are we missing the point here at the Blaze about the government telling us what to do with or what not to do with our bodies and how to decide for us? That's the point. I don't think she's supporting of abortion. I don't. Maybe she's going to clarify and come out and say she is. But it certainly looks like the narrative is focusing on the fact that she does support abortion or a woman's right to choose. I think she's saying something completely different. Maybe people don't get it from this little 24-year-old or 25 or how old she is. She's very young. She's a kid to me. She's a kid. Obviously. But, you know, she's saying what a lot of people think. We don't want the government telling us what to do with our bodies. Heck no. That's what the discussion is right now. That's the discussion today was opening discussion on, guess what? Roe v. Wade. What is the other part of the discussion going on? What is the other main story that's happening today? And that is Obamacare. Repeal and replace, and they're calling in all the Republican members of the House to make sure it gets confirmed. So blah, blah, blah. I mean, this is what the conversation is. Does the government have a right to tell you what to do with your body? And the answer should be no. But that does not mean that I support abortion. Or the, quote, women's right to choose. I just support the fact that the government doesn't have any right to tell me what to do with my body, period, end of subject. I don't. If I want to go down in New York City and have a big gulp Coke or soda, I want to do that. Or if I want to make the choice and say, well, I don't want to fill it up with soda today, I'm going to put in iced tea. I don't want the government saying you can't have a big gulp. because, you know, that puts on too much weight. I don't want the government telling me that. Do you? I want to be able to make that choice in a free market republic. That's what I want. I don't need the government telling me what. It's a slippery slope, ladies and gentlemen. And maybe we can find that out when we look at Roe v. Wade, that there's much more than a woman's right to choose issue going on there. It's the government telling us what to do with our bodies as an extension. And guess what? Aren't they doing it? And haven't they been doing it? Oh, you know, I used to see this all the time in schools. All these different federal programs coming in. You need to tell the kids this about nutrition for lunch, blah, 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 blah. The standards are this. The standards are that. Well, what happened to the sack lunch in schools? It was put out, basically, by school lunch programs. We don't need parents making lunches for their children. We can't monitor the food. Hello? That's what that was all about, monitoring food for children by the parents. Hello? No, the government can monitor the food for the children at lunch. And we can make breakfast for them as well, because we know that the parents do a very good job of feeding, very bad job of feeding the children, but we can do it at the school. We can tell those children and those parents what we want our those children to do for us and what we want to put into their bodies. Let's talk about vaccines. Do we want to do that? The government telling us what we can and cannot have in our bodies? Are we getting the drift here, ladies and gentlemen, about what is going on and what I'm talking about? The slippery slope of vote Roe v. Wade isn't just about abortion. It's about everything else the government is telling us today what to put in our bodies. It's telling us today what we're doing with our bodies. It's telling us today how many steps did you walk today? And was that enough to conform with government standards? Was it? And by the way, we don't want you coloring your hair black or deep brown if your hair turns gray. No, we don't want that. We want to take that away from you. I mean, all the things that go on in and around our bodies is ultimately going to be controlled by the government. Hello? I find one thing very interesting. They don't want us to smoke cigarettes. And they're telling us not to smoke cigarettes. But it's okay to smoke marijuana. Hello? Do you guys know the damage that is done physiologically and physically overall to your whole body and to your lungs and all the other tissues with marijuana? So it's okay to do that? It's okay to do that. Because we know that we can control the population through drugging them. We know that. So let's just legalize marijuana across the country. George Soros, anyone? You see, totalitarians love this sort of thing. This is the slippery slope we are on right now. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, a21r.com.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website. Now, you can get to our website. It's really simple. Walk you through it. A21R.com. Think about it. It's the abbreviations for Agenda 21 Radio. A21R.com gets you there. Or you can go to Agenda21Radio.news. Either way, you can get to Agenda 21 Radio that way. All right. You can email me at paul@A21R.com. I'm not trying to confuse you. I'm just trying to steer you in the right direction. Also, support our sponsor, Numana Foods, numana.com/21prep for all your prepping needs. And yeah, on a day like today, and by the way, a little Oroville update, it is raining cats and dogs. Someday we'll have to tell you the Bob Day story from the Great American Stories feature about how we came up with the term of raining cats and dogs. Or a dead ringer, threshold. There's so many things, historically speaking, for Bob Day. Anyway, a lot of things going on, and I'm glad you tuned in to us. We're one of the top-ranked radio shows on TalkStream Live, which we're very happy to do. We're also on Red State Talk Radio. That's our big national flamethrower out there for Agenda 21 Radio. And also, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com for those of you. And like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. Especially on rainy, rainy days in Northern California when the dam might break. We will stay strong because we are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.